Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The battle for your body takes place in your mind. Everything that defiles the human body, whether it comes through drugs, food in excess, or sexual license, first originates as a thought. When Paul wrote to the Romans, who were struggling to determine what God expected of them, he urged them to stop being conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of their minds, a negative followed by a positive. Question: does a Christian think differently from a non-Christian? Does he look through a different lens? What's different? In answering the question, notice the recipients of this letter were having trouble breaking out of the mold. Phillips paraphrases Paul's words, saying, "Don't let the world force you into its mold." Another says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world." Getting the idea? The attitude of a pagan Roman in Paul's day was not much different from the attitude of many people today. Most Romans believed that if you could get away with it, it was okay, go ahead and do it. The world says if you're not near the one you love, then love the one you're with. The world says sensuality is a human drive that needs satisfaction. It believes your conduct is solely a matter of personal choice. No one has the right to enforce personal morals on another. Today, we often cloak aberrant behavior with the garments of science. So do we acquiesce to our culture? No, said Paul, adding that instead of conforming to the culture, we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds and the power of the Holy Spirit. Confirmation or transformation? That's the choice. And when you come to the fork in the road, you have to decide which way you go. It's your choice, not your biological compulsion. In the 2 minutes that remain, may I remind you of what perhaps you already know? Transformation in your mind and heart is the work of God's Holy Spirit, who came to take up residence in your life when you became a believer. It is an ongoing daily work as He convicts us, points us in a different direction, encourages us to do the right thing, and leads us into truth. Renewal is God's great work in our hearts and lives, transforming us from what we were to what we become when we do what Paul said: we present our bodies as living sacrifices. Your mind controls your body, and that's why when you come to the fork in the road, you have to think of the consequences of what you're about to do. How do you explain the behavior of a man who has a wife and children, who goes to a conference in another city? After a few drinks, he makes overtures to a coworker, a woman who signals the fact she likes the attention she's getting. Without thinking of the consequences, the man makes the biggest mistake in his life, simply because he could do it. As former President Bill Clinton explained his own moral failure, "I think I did something for the worst possible reason just because I could." When you get to the fork in the road, think of the consequences that last a lifetime, that comes with 30 minutes of pleasure. This transformation that we desperately need today is a daily one. It comes by being in God's Word, by saturating your life so you begin to think the thoughts of Jesus Christ and live a transformed life by the power of the Holy Spirit. When you get to the fork in the road, you must decide: transformation or confirmation.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.